Calm down, you're invited.
My guys are here.
I've been trying to call them off.
Is this working?
Is it on?
It's on, okay.
Okay, basically we're live.
Okay.
What? There's a sign. Just tell anyone who wants to hear, should listen now. If you don't want to hear, you don't have to listen. Okay, what do you say?
I'm getting
dazed. I tell the spirit to pay. Okay, what do you say? Thank you everyone for coming, it's a wonderful day. I'm waiting for another paper that I don't have yet. I got lost. We're going to talk a little bit about the incentives.
This is my last year's incentive.
Could you get the paper from Krakauer? There's a paper that you're supposed to print out for me.
Oh, the one with the number? Like
no, the other one. The other one that says incentives and has
Yeah.
You get it for me?
So you got it.
Okay, no. We have Mincha. Listen.
Shush!
I heard you. Ready. Thank you for talking. Boys, we have 10 minutes. 10 minutes to Mincha. 10 minutes to Mincha. Mincha, remember, Mincha starts exactly on time. You're late, it's incentives. Can I just give you my mindset on incentives? One thing, for those who know me, heard this already. Incentives is meant for us. It's meant to help us grow. It's meant to help us become better. Now, anyone who thinks that you're coming to Seder in order to make money because you're trying to get yourself somewhere, if you're in yeshiva to go to on a trip, you're in yeshiva to make money, I guess you're barking up the wrong tree. That's not what we're doing. We're here, we're making goals for ourselves. That the purpose of incentives is making goals for ourselves, locking ourselves in and getting ourselves to do what we want. It might be hard right now to fill what you're supposed to fill, but in the long run, you're so happy you're doing it. You wish you could be doing it for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Being forced to be at Shachris with your tefillin on by Mizmor Shir. Wow. Okay. Anyways, that's the general picture. Now we're gonna leave 10 hours towards the end. 10 hours for the big shtark at 10 hour guys. But let's just. I want a general incentive feeling. Everyone asks, and it's like this. It's true. Everybody makes. This is an honor system. It's a total honor system. You could lie through your teeth. If any of your rabbeim will care for you, see that you're lying, they will do the. Hopefully, they'll try to guide you not to lie. You can cheat. You can lie. Again, if you're trying to make money cheating, don't steal from yeshiva. That's not the way to do it. You can make much more money stealing a bank, a pizza shop, whatever. It's not the way to do it. Now, it's an honor system. And an honor system means that you're going to have to trust yourself. Now, on time means on time. Unfortunately, I'm working. You could ask, there's people that walked in that know that I work very hard on patience. I try very hard. Everyone's going to have such good questions. Ask Ozzy. Ozzy knows. Ozzy has patience waiting for my patience. If you're not on time for any good reason, then the only way it works is that you come and ask me a question. And ask me, and I usually say, if it's good, good, and if it's not good, I'm sorry, nothing I can do for you. It goes like this. Like this, right? Okay. Silly, huh? You got it? Okay.
Wow.
You got it? What? I did it?
Wow.
Okay. Okay, Seder starts. Davening, you have to be in the beginning of davening. You have to be there for the beginning. Rabbi Center, like 3 years ago, asked Rabbi Wiener when you're allowed to leave davening, halachically when you're allowed to leave davening. And he said, halachically you're allowed to leave davening after Kaddish Tiskabel. Kaddish Tiskabel is the Kaddish before Aleinu. So you're allowed to leave davening even before Aleinu. It's real good, and we have 3 Kaddishes afterwards. But being by davening means from the beginning of davening, with your tefillin on, or at Baruch Hu, whenever it is, until the end of davening. That is being a davening. That's when you get a check for davening. If it's less, then I can't give you a check. There's nothing I can do. I just can't do it. Okay? As far as Seder is concerned, Seder is being the whole Seder. We do understand. Everyone understands that there are very important needs that people have, like phone calls from grandmothers and cousins. Or they have to get a coffee, go to the bathroom, all different kinds of things, which could be problematic in many, many situations. Therefore, even we developed a system as follows. Remember this. First Seder goes from 9:35. This is a common mistake because you're only late at 9:40. But if you look at the board, it says First Seder starts 9:35. So First Seder from 9:35 till 1:05. Okay, it's a long period of time. And being that people need breaks, I know it says 1:05. Nothing I could do. We said to hold this to 1:15. Stop! Don't escalate. Don't get me involved. Okay, hold it to 1:05. There's a 55-minute allowance of breaks during First Seder. The one 50 minutes of break time during First Seder. However, you cannot take more than a 20-minute break at a time. That means if you're going to go on your bed and you're going to, by mistake, touch a pillow and wake up 21 minutes later, you're done. That's called late for Seder or an out for Seder, whatever you want. 20 minutes. Now, if you walk into the Smedish at 9:41, being that you're 6 minutes late, then you're late for Seder. 9:40 is the latest you could be by Seder. Got it? 4 o'clock is the latest you can be at Seder. 4 o'clock, second Seder, really second Seder is supposed to start right after Mincha. We have from 4 o'clock till 7:15 with a 45-minute leeway. Again, 20 minutes is the longest break that one may take, even by mistake. The question is, what happens, Rebbe? I was in the bathroom the whole time. The book was so good. I couldn't get off. Those questions I'll have to suffer with. And if I'm in America, then don't call me. What else do we have?
Night Seder.
Night Seder is, again, officially Night Seder is really supposed to start. I'm being nice on this one. I just don't tell anyone. Night Seder is really supposed to start immediately after Maariv, but we give whatever, 8:55 till 10:15 is Night Seder. A 15-minute break throughout Night Seder is understandable, I guess. 15 minutes. 8:55 till... you don't have to start before 8:55. 15 minutes between 8:55 and 10:15 will be the break for Night Seder. Shabbos, where are we holding? Receipt is very important, very important. Can I just redefine the word receipt Shabbos Kol, you can do what you want. That's Erenfeld is not here, but as far as incentives are concerned, receipt, let me translate the words. There's two things. Something called Tainus Dibur, that you're not allowed to talk anything but Torah, and there's something called Recifus. Recifus is way more than Tainus Dibur. Tainus Dibur means I didn't talk. Recifus means learning the whole time, and I always say, I don't like saying I could do Recifus because I don't even know if I could do Recifus. Recifus means constant focus, just learning straight, a half hour straight. That's pretty intense. Unfortunately, we call it Recifus, so we give people the leeway of even though they're not focusing the whole time. However, if someone comes over to you, and ask you, can I use your pencil? Can I use your pencil? So you can say, I'm doing this secret now.
And nod your head.
Like nod or
if you go like this, and you say, where is it? You say, where is it? And he said, second drawer. You're done. The secret is over. Okay? That's over. It's not Recifus. Recifus means a half hour of learning Torah. That's what it is. If someone is discussing something that has nothing to do with Torah, and you spend your time listening to it, now if you didn't have a choice, you weren't able to control yourself, fine. But if you remove yourself from learning Torah to listen to that, then it's not Recifus anymore. I'm just telling you what Recifus is. Now, those who want to do it, I wish them the best of luck. I wish I could be like you. Share. This year at Sifas has to be first Seder in Yanim. During first Seder until 10:15. What? That's not first Seder in Yanim. No. Again, if your Rebbe thinks that for you living in Muna is first Seder, go for it. But okay, next. Let's go. Minutes and 2 minutes. What's the 10 hours? Is there anything else? Make up very important. The makeup is only for a Sifas. Make up for a Sifas. You're allowed one late a segment. That means one late for a Sifas a segment, which means a segment. Which means one time you're allowed to start at 11 o'clock with Sifas. You're allowed to do that. You've got to start one time. And if you miss once a week, nothing to do with that late, if you miss once a week, you can make it up on Friday. Make it on Friday, but again, only until 10:15. So technically, to if you think you're looking at the corners, I'll tell you the corners, you really only have to do 4 out of 5 times a week during first Seder. And you can do the other one on Friday. So it's, or 5 out of 6 times a week. And you still have one late per segment. However, the reason why we have this leeway and the reason why there's a bunch of misses for Seder, second Seder, and ninth Seder is because time is a time. 9:40, 4 o'clock, and 8:55 is exact. 8:56 and 9:41 is late. That's why we have 4 misses for Sederim. I'm explaining to you the reason. The reason why we have the misses is because of time and the time. And if you start with Sifas at 9:46 one day, so that's called late. Got it? You can ask the question again. 9:46, listen, you can't finish it until 10:45. Yeah, it's still 10:15. Mask it. And anyone else? And by the way, I changed the clock. It's pretty good. It's good according to the clock. You have to start learning. Okay. 10 hours. 10 hours. Anyone into 10 hours? What? Yeah. You can start. You can start with Sifas.
Nice. Nobody wants to know about 10 hours.
10 hours. No. One minute. Yes. 1 second. Okay. 1 second. 10 hours. 10 hours. What? Any shear given by a Rebbe in yeshiva, wherever the shear is, if it's in the yeshiva building, it's called in yeshiva. It's like in the Beit Medrash. Any other questions we ask? Are we glance? I don't know. Okay. Not only in the Beit Medrash for the Eretz Nasrim, for everything. All senses are only in the Beit Medrash. 10 hours. That's what I just said. Give me that.
Hour! Shut up!
Okay, 10 hours. 7 hours. All Shabbos is nothing. All Shabbos is done. There's no incentive. Okay, wait, 10 hours, and then Asher Yeshiv. What? Ten hours. I always say it's not healthy to be looking at your watch the whole day. It's to figure out I did 2.5 hours here and add 45 minutes over here, another hour and a half. The healthy way to do it is to figure out your schedule, get yourself into 10.5 hours, and subtract the part that you didn't do. You don't have none. Why is everyone harassing
you? Tell me what happened to my right foot.
Okay, 1 second. Okay, we need to. It's a miss. You're missing a day. I'm taking a miss. I mean, if you have the gap, so you ask me, I'll give it a miss. And you lost a miss. One. Get off. Well, you can count it as a miss. You can count the misses.
Two questions. One, where I'm supposed to be the whole day, how many hours is it?
Huh? 10:25.
Okay. And if someone wants to take me out for dinner Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, so I had to leave at like 6:40. Is that considered missing?
You could leave without missing second Seder. You could leave L'chatchila at 6:55.
Okay. And then I miss night Seder. Try to come back later.
Maya than night Seder.
I'll
be Meyer
somewhere else. I have to do
Meyer
from Yeshiva.
For
1 and
7.
For 10 hours.
He asked if you miss night,
said
he ended up missing
Meyer. 10 hours if you're
davening
yeshiva?
Everything's in yeshiva. All it says is no one said that in yeshiva.
I'm not doing the davening.
Nothing on the sheet is out of the yeshiva based matter.
Except for YBZ.
Huh?
Except for YBZ.
Ready? I'm trying to get
answers. Is anything different than last year except for a tifus? I missed it again.
The only thing different
is the tifus.
It's off. It's off.
Is the rumor you're allowed to miss one Musar Seder a week true or not true?
No.
You're not allowed to miss any Musar Seder?
What?
Rabbi, let's say you're doing your tzivitz and your chavrusha comes after you started. Then that's already the service.
You lost that learning with it. You can't choose how was your day, how you sleep last night. It's still learning. He knows that you're started already. I think the first time you come.
Rabbi, you're not your share. Do I get ready
for a little bit?
Yeah.
Second
Seder. I'll write up 45. What time do you have to sell this on this?
Rabbi, if I'm in your share, do I get brownie points?
What's the donation?
Brownie points.
Yeah.
What are you being a judge?
What time?
Are you a ref?
You didn't understand the line.
But only when you're learning, not when you're waiting for your picture. Only during learning. Okay, you're going to the top. Amen.
1 second, you're getting down.
I can't do it.
I'm going to do it through Shiva. I have $220 off already.
Well, what do I need to know?
Cheers,
Kathy.
Sure.
Getting a bunch of snakes for tomorrow's tzitzis.
I'm about 1 second. We have been having a Seder the whole year on Friday. Everything is there. That's a true fact. But there's other things that we do on Friday. Because we don't learn for a Seder, but other things.
If my second Seder Rebbe says he's starting 4 or 5, is that good? Yes, so 4.
Thank you.